No. No, I'm so sorry. I don't smoke.
Wilbur, how nice to see you. Come in.
Thank you.
Hope you had no trouble getting here.
No trouble at all.
Let me take your coat.
Thank you. It's just a little cold.
Go on in.
Cat.
Oh, yes.
Sit down. He's perfectly all right. He won't bite you.
I'm not so sure.
Now, as a matter of fact, you ought to be grateful to Sugar. If it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't be interested in publishing your book.
Then you are going to publish it.
Oh, wait a minute. Just a moment. I said interested. As a matter of fact, I'm not convinced that the public is ready for the story yet.
You said that about my book on flying saucers. Now everyone believes it. And my theory regarding the pyramids.
Do you believe this sort of thing?
I believe everything I write. Everything.
Let us suppose, just for a moment, that what you say is right. How are you going to convince the people what you're writing about is true? For instance, the Malkin story. There could be dozens of explanations as to what really happened.
I had access to the police statements and the doctor's report on the bodies. Believe me, I do know what happened. I know.
Mr. Wallace to see you, Miss Malkin.
Thank you, Janet. How are you today, Miss Malkin? Feeling stronger, I hope.
Oh, battling on, you know. It takes more than a stroke to put me out of action.
I'm sure it does. Now, here are two copies of the new will you ask me to prepare. Now, what I would like to do is to go through them both with you.
Janet, what are you doing?
I've just finished the ironing, and I thought it would be all right if I...
It is most certainly not all right. Mr. Wallace and I have an important matter which we wish to discuss in private. You must find something else to do.
Yes, Miss Malkin.
Have you fed the cats yet?
No, Miss Malkin.
Well, please do so.
Yes, Miss Malkin.
And shut the door behind you. Do not feeding my precious darlings. That girl will be the death of me one of these days. I'm quite convinced of it.
To leave your bequest to your nephew as it stands, Miss Malkin. In your original will, he was a sole heir.
Quite sure. Michael has squandered a considerable amount of my money already, and I have received remarkably little gratitude from him in return. No, Mr. Wallace. My money must go to the only ones who have been loyal to me all these years, to my own little family.
Now, if you would be good enough to sign these both here and here. You will keep one copy for yourself, and I will take the other. Well, I hope you'll feel better soon, Miss Malkin.
The good Lord will see to that soon enough.
Should you think of changing your mind about your nephew?
I won't be changing my mind again, Mr. Wallace. You can be sure of that. My only regret is that I won't be here to see his face when you read the will.
Job with all those cats. It'd give me the creeps.
We have a mutual understanding. I scratch their backs and they don't scratch mine.
Mr. Wallace!
Excuse me.
Mr. Wallace!
Yes, Miss Malkin.
Would you put this in the safe for me? I'd rather you did it than the girl.
Of course.
Over there, behind that picture.
Yes, I shall need the combination.
Yes, I have it right here in my diary. Yes, here we are.
Has that old witch been upsetting you again?
Brace yourself for a shock. It's your aunt's will. Her new will.
I hope she's not forgotten to include her devoted nephew.
No, no, she hasn't forgotten.
Ah, here we are. To my sister's son, Michael, whose kindness to me has always been conspicuous by its absence, I bequeath the cost of one very good dinner at a fashionable restaurant, because it will probably be the last he can now afford. And that's all.
The cats get everything.
Does anyone know you have this will?
I took it from her lawyer's briefcase when he wasn't looking.
So, Auntie has made out a new will. But if anything was to happen to it, my financial worries would be over.
There's another copy in the safe.
But you know the combination.
No, I don't. But I know where she keeps it.
How would you like to be married to a man who is very, very rich?
wicked girl, Janet. A wicked, wicked girl who deserves to go to hell. But first, I'll see you go to prison.
Please, don't. Don't!
Give me the police. No. No, don't.
I was hoping I wouldn't have to.
Oh, don't.
This was Michael's plan.
Thank you.
to a man who was very, very rich.
Yeah.
know where she keeps it.
Very, very rich. Very rich.
Police station on the way.
Thank you.
Everything happened exactly as I've told you.
Well, obviously the cats were hungry. They had to eat something. But to suggest that they deliberately decided to avenge the murder of their owners is just too fantastic.
If you want proof, look at this. A sworn statement from the solicitor. A copy of it. What are you going to do?
I'm going to put the cat out.
Oh, no.
You don't expect me to let him do what he wants to do in here. Come on, sweetheart. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, nice.
See this?
Now perhaps you'll believe me.
Yes?
But there were two cats. I saw them. They were...
Let's talk some more about your book. This little girl.
Lucy. There's some pictures of her.
Nora Maitland, Town Welfare Department.
Thank you so much for having come all this way.
Oh, it's part of the job. Come, dear.
Hello, Lucy. Do you remember your Aunt Joan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure we'll all soon be friends.
And Wellington?
Wellington.
Wellington. He's my friend.
Well, that is a surprise.
This is your room. It used to be your mother's.
What do you think of it, Wellington? Wellington says he likes it.
Cats can't talk.
Yes, they can, but it takes a long time before you can understand them.
Now I'll show you my room. It's bigger than yours. That's because I belong here.
I have to unpack.
It's a pity about her parents.
I certainly didn't expect her to bring a cat with her.
Mrs. Maitland, what my wife means is that she thinks an animal might disrupt the house.
They scratch all the furniture and make everything dirty.
Please try to bear with this one, Mrs. Blake. You see, Lucy's extremely attached to that cat. And in a way, it's the only link with life as it was before the plane crash. If she were to be separated from Wellington now, I think it would break her heart.
Everything all right, Lucy? Magic? Tarot? Ritual witchcraft? Where'd you get all these?
They were my mother's.
My sister believed in all this. Well, we'll have to get rid of them.
No! They were my mother's.
We'll see. Dinner's in 10 minutes. Hurry up. Don't you dare make a mess.
Is that good, Wellington? Mummy, why can't I have a cat?
Because I don't want you to have one, dear. You'd think that this bird and the fish would be quite enough.
You let Lucy keep Wellington?
We let Lucy keep Wellington because she doesn't have a mummy and daddy. But you do.
If you and daddy were killed in a plane crash, could I have a cat then? It's my turn to play with Wellington now.
Who said it was your turn?
Stand up. See, I'm bigger than you are, so you'll have to do what I say. Because I'm bigger and this is my house. I can play with Wellington whenever I like, and you can't stop me. You're my friend now, aren't you, Wellington? Oh!
Wellington says he's my friend, not yours.
We'll see.
Off you go. I'd like you to play in the tea room this afternoon.
Yes. Come on, Wellington. You're going to have your picture painted.
You think everything's going to be all right, honey?
I hope so.
Oh, Wellington, stop moving around. Finished.
So have I.
What do you think of yourself? Do you like it? You have to add some whiskers.
There.
I'll go and show Auntie Joan. You sit there. I won't be long, Wellington.
We've finished now, you silly cat. Here, pussy, pussy. Come on, Wellington. There's a good boy. I won't hurt you. Wellington. There's a good pretty cat. Come on. Come on. Wellington! Oh. Don't be afraid. Come on, Wellington. Come on, Wellington. There's a good boy. Mommy, I... Look what Wellington did.
Lucy, if you can't look after your cat properly, he'll have to leave. Now, take this cloth and clean up that mess. And if he does it again, we'll just have to get rid of him, that's all.
With my dad. You haven't got a mummy! You haven't got a daddy! You haven't got anybody!
No!
Thank
you.
See you later.
All right. Come back here.
Enjoy yourself.
Where are you? Wait for me.
What on earth has happened to you?
She was playing with her cat and she fell in the mud. I saw it from my window.
That's not true.
Go up to your room and change into some clean clothes immediately.
It wouldn't have happened if she hadn't been chasing that cat.
Angela, why don't you go out and play? Daddy and I have something to discuss, okay?
Yes, my.
Look, let's face it, that cat has to go.
But, honey, Lucy's crazy about Wellington. You know what Mrs. Maitland said.
She suffered a bigger loss. And I refuse to have all this extra work. Cat hair all over the place. It's disgusting.
All right. What do you want me to do?
The vet gave me the address of a place in town where they do it quietly and painlessly.
Mm-hmm. Wellington? Wellington! Wellington. Wellington, come back. Wellington, it's your turn to count.
Wellington.
Wellington. Wellington, where are you?
Don't you know? Wellington's gone. Gone for good. Daddy took him away this morning. He sold him to the butcher to make into dog's meat.
Oh, I don't believe you. He'll come back.
You'll see.
Angela. She'll find you. She'll tell her mother. Wellington. What are we gonna do?
You'll be in awful trouble when Mummy gets home. You better wash it off.
And now for the ceremony. You can watch, but don't step into the circle, whatever you do. It could be dangerous.
There.
Aglon. Tetragram. Oliaram. Irion. Te invoco.
Oh, I can't leave the circle. Lucy, I'm caught. Oh, please help me, Lucy.
Ochnotinos. Shabriri. Shnotinos. Briri. Negaila.
Please.
Angela.
Oh, please help me, Lucy.
Notinos, Riri, Gela, Tainos, Ayla, Ayla.
I can't move. My legs are paralyzed.
Ainos, Raya,
Lucy, La, please stop.
Nosia, Osia, Taya, Aya.
No!
What are you doing with this candle on the floor and all these chalk marks? I want you to clean this up immediately. And what? I thought I told you to be very careful when you're using paint in here. Ugh. What a sticky mess. Why can't you be good like Angela? She never puts a foot wrong.
It's true that Angela Blake did disappear. But children disappear for all sorts of reasons. I'm sure the police will find her eventually. My word, your nerves are in a state, aren't they? Why don't you relax? It's only sugar.
You can't be sure.
I'd know that hungry voice anywhere.
It may not be, look. Don't open the door, please.
What do you want me to do? Leave him out there to freeze? She has nothing to be afraid of. No more milk for you. You should go on a diet.
We let them prowl about just as they please, hardly noticing them. And all the time, they're watching us, spying on us, making sure that we behave.
If you expect me to publish this book as anything other than fantasy, you'll have to do better than that.
All the proof you ask for is here. Look. Do you remember the case of Valentine Dieth?
It's difficult to forget it.
It was the cat that did it. The cat.
Now, do you consent to be my bride and to assign all your lands over to me?
Never!
Then behold the instrument of your destruction. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Was so melodramatic. Tone it down a little, would you, love? Make it a little more realistic.
Oh.
Well, sir, there seems to have been a mix-up of some sort in your props department. Most unfortunate. But as far as we're concerned, you're free to go ahead as soon as you please.
Thank you very much, Inspector, for clearing up the mystery so quickly. I hope you'll drop by later to see the picture when it's finished.
Can't stand horror pictures. All that blood.
Goodbye, Inspector. We're back in business.
Isn't there one small problem you've overlooked?
What's that?
A leading lady.
A leading lady? I want to tell you how extremely sorry I am about your wife. A great loss to the industry.
And the acting profession.
Thank you. It's very comforting to know that Madeline had such kind friends. Oh, please don't stand on my account. Dear Madeline, at least she died acting, which is the way she would have wanted to go. I know that. Always the professional. I was wondering who is going to replace Madeleine? In the movie, I mean.
Well, Bruce and I were just discussing.
Do you think I might venture to make a suggestion?
Put a blue filter on number 6, Pete.
Miss Hamilton? Mr. Pomeroy, I want you to meet Edina Hamilton. She was my wife's stand-in.
Your likeness is amazing.
Only younger.
Valentine, dear, tells me you'll be right for the part of the Countess. How do you feel about it?
I'd love to do it, Mr. Pomeroy. I've studied the part and I know all her lines.
She looks good. But can she act?
Madeline and I saw her in a play once. Only a small production, of course, but we were very impressed with her talent. And of course, she does look so like Madeleine. Changed the hairstyle a little. You might not have to reshoot any footage.
I'll have the contracts drawn up this afternoon.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Pomeroy.
I'm sure you've made the right decision. Congratulations, Miss Hamilton.
Props.
Bruce! Bruce, baby, a new star has been born.
Alone at last!
As they say in those terrible scripts they're always sending me. Well, how does it feel to be a movie star?
Fantastic.
I fired all the servants. Tomorrow you can choose your own. What do you think the neighbors would say if they knew that I had brought a beautiful woman to my house on the very day that my wife was killed?
They'd probably think that you switched a real blade for the rubber one.
How can you say such a thing?
Because it happens to be true.
What's the matter?
I thought I saw a pussycat. I did. Oh.
He's Madeleine's. A vain, empty-headed creature like his mistress.
Oh, he's so cute. What's his name?
I don't know. I call him, Scat.
Scat?
Scat! It's the catgut factory for you tomorrow.
You frightened him.
As long as I don't frighten you away.
Oh! Oh, you are what?
Oh! Holy! Holy!
How considerate of Madeline to be my size.
Poor Madeleine. She was giving the performance of her life. It was her big scene. It was her big scene, and she went all to pieces.
Now she's just a bit player.
Oh, V.D., I love you.
If I didn't know better, I would say that Madeleine was back.
Out to be a she. What are you going to do with them?
As I am, in a manner of speaking, their stepfather, I shall have to find them foster parents.
And baptize them by total immersion.
What about the mother?
I'll see to her tomorrow when I get back from the studio. What was it that killed the cat?
Curiosity.
There are more ways than one
to skin a cat.
Adina. Now, for the last time, remember, see the spikes coming towards your eyes, right? You act scared, then you scream your lungs out. Got it?
Yes.
Good girl. Now, get in there. Everything. That's
ooh.
Oh, be careful. Be careful. Arms on the side. That's it. Chin up. Perfect. Now, whatever happens, Valentine, don't let go of that cable, right?
What, you think I am an idiot?
Let's try a rehearsal. Quiet. Ready? And action.
At last, dear Contessa, you are beginning to see the error of your ways.
No, no, no. I said scream. Do you call that a scream? Those are spikes, real spikes, coming towards you.
I just don't feel scared.
She doesn't feel scared.
I know there's no danger when this wall goes back.
All right, we'll save this for tomorrow. Got the arms? Let's try the love scene. She should be good at that.
That it? Positions for lighting.
Dungeon of Horror. Love scene. Take 12.
All right, quiet, everyone. And action.
Ah, Countess, your beauty gladdens my heart and quickens my pulse. But tell me, what is your feeling for me?
No, cat!
Sorry.
Scream was in the last scene. This time he's supposed to kiss him.
The cat!
What?
It's over there! It's over there!
Oh. What cat? What are you talking about?
Why me?
She's not going to work out well.
Dina? Well, she's still very nervous. She hasn't quite recovered from the shock of Madeleine.
And there's still plenty of time to recast.
Let me stay behind with her. tonight. I'll run over the scenes with her. Give her the feel of it. Tomorrow should be perfect. I promise.
All right.
Is the matter? Don't you want to be a success?
I did see the cat.
That cat is probably back at home now. Dead. Come on. Let's rehearse. The Iron Maiden. In there. Go in. And this time, try to act scared. Remember, the spikes are coming for your eyes, your body. You scream. You sound like a mouse. Come out! Come here! Hold this cable. And hold it tight, or else I shall kill you. Now, I will show you what terror means. It's very simple. In you go.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
It's true that's the way they were found. But there could be a dozen explanations for what happened. A jealous woman, perhaps.
No.
Or an escaped maniac.
One explanation fits all the stories, all the facts. It's here. Years of research. Evidence from all over the world, proving beyond a shadow of doubt that cats have been exploiting the human race for centuries. We think we're the masters and they're merely pets, but we're wrong. They're the masters. And someday...
Well, I'll read your evidence with an open mind.
I know I get carried away at times, but I simply must get my book published to warn people, make them aware of what's happening before it's too late. You guard this with your life. With your life.
I shall do my best.
Well, I'd better be getting back now. I don't like to be out after dark. There are too many of them about.
Yes, well, I'll get your coat.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a strange thing. Years ago, people used to believe a cat was the devil in disguise. I'm beginning to think they were right.
Well, I'll let you know my decision about the book.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
I can't deny you anything, can I?